And now time to move on to our fifth and final story here on the top five. Rights groups in the US have filed a formal complaint over reports of widespread abuse of unaccompanied migrant children by US border officials. The complaint was filed on behalf of over 100 children who reported experiencing abuse, including sexual assault and beatings. It also alleges many of them were denied medical care and adequate food and water. Most of the incidences allegedly took place in Texas and Arizona against children ranging between 5 and 17 years of age. A spokesman for Customs and Border Protection said mistreatment or misconduct is not tolerated and that the authorities go to extra lengths to ensure the safety of unaccompanied migrant children. As many as 80,000 illegal immigrant children, many traveling alone, are expected to be apprehended crossing the border into the U.S. this year alone. Let's get more now from Colin Campbell, our correspondent with us on the line from Washington. So, Colin, first of all, tell us how these reports came out.
That's right, and this comes as the news of 1,000 migrant children will be transferred to Arizona over the weekend. They were placed in what's called the Nogales Placement Center. And this is a center that tries to handle a lot of these migrant children who are crossing the border in search of their parents or in search of opportunity. Meanwhile, because of the large influx of children crossing the border, you have those who are handling these children with ill intent, and that's why the Attorney General is looking into these cases of possible sexual abuse and other types of misconduct, because it's fairly, I wouldn't say it's new, but the infrastructure needed to really handle this volume of children is severely lacking, because there's so many children crossing the border, and of course you're going to have some things fall through the cracks. And if you have criminals who are involving themselves with these children who are unattended, unsupervised, with very little direction, and of course easily impressionable, you're going to have people that need to be prosecuted for these crimes. And I think that's what the U.S. Attorney General is looking at now in the Department of Justice.
Well, thank you very much, Colin Campbell, our correspondent with us there on the line from Washington with the latest.